Interesting sitting today with people coming in for their 15-minute consultations, and they're all in very different places. Some people have an idea and don't know how to maneuver through the idea. Other people have a manuscript that's done. So the various things that I do as an editor is to function as a writing coach. You have an idea. How are we going to make it work? What do you have in you? How much time do you want to devote? And let's build an outline together. That's the coaching end of it. Once you're actually in the writing, a lot of people, I'm working with a woman who's working on a memoir. She got to a, we've been working off and on for weekly consultations for a couple of years on the phone, and then she couldn't write. And I said, what's going on? We tracked with this for a while, and she said, finally, I can't publish this till my mother dies. Even though her mother's in a nursing home, will never see it, her friends of her mother's will never see it, this is what her heart says. And it totally blocked her writing process. So, okay, we're going to put it aside for a few years, and we'll work on some other things. It's really important to know whether this piece has to get written, whether you need to write it, whether you're the right person to write it. You're investing a lot of time. If you're hiring an editor, you're investing a lot of money. And you want to make sure it's relevant in your life. I keep getting requests from my friends who've been in graduate school, and it's time to sit down and get to work on their dissertations. And we'll talk for hours, and they'll say, you know, I don't really need to be a PhD. So it's like, how are you going to invest your time? I mean, what are you going to get out of it that you want out of it personally in your life? Ghostwriting. Some people have an idea. They've done their research. They're not writers. They know they're not writers, and they don't want to invest the time in writing, and they want somebody else to do it for them. So I'll sit down, and we'll develop a really accurate outline, a very fleshed-out outline. One of the things that I discovered early on, and I did a little video for my website, is people call me, and they want editorial support, but they have no logic in their writing. So the first thing is get an outline, and I do a little 2-minute video on how to make an outline. Just sit down and don't try to write it, because people think about what happened in seventh grade if they were taught to outline, which most people haven't been. But they get intimidated. So just take in what matters. And on each of the subjects that matters, what does the reader need to know? And just refining that. And if you can refine it down to a fourth level, you pretty much have every paragraph defined, and then the writing goes really fast. Voicing. I loved what Alan said, to start early in the process. If somebody sends me a chapter or two at the beginning and says, how did this work, and we talk about their intention, and then who's the audience? That's going to affect what the voice is. How much personality do you want it? How much you personally has to come through it? How much is it objective and you shouldn't be in it? And then finding the right tone of voice for it. So if I can give them a sample of that on their first and second chapters, they may be able to write the rest of their piece in their, with a voice intact. And of course, if they send it back to me, I'll clean it up, make sure the voice is consistent, because that's a really hard part of the writer's task, is to feel the consistency, because from the inside of it, you usually don't catch that. But you can start finding the voice. I just finished a beautiful Vietnam piece, this is going on. One of the ways I work to save people money is I don't like to work at the computer doing the editing. I like to work on hard copy. Two advantages. One is it's easier on my aging eyeballs. But the biggest advantage is that when I put the changes into the computer, I have a second time to consider whether I really understood the text the first time through. And I can get much clearer. So to save money, I'll turn it back to my client if it isn't marked up hard copy and say, you make the changes that you want to change. It's your project, you're in charge. Take the things you want and ignore the things you don't. So I did that with a couple of chapters, and she said, oh, I see what you're doing. Let me re-edit the whole book before you go any further. And she came, gave me back something that was so much more efficient that I could move really quickly through it and say, okay, you missed this and you need to develop this a little more and we'll clean up the language. Because she has a story to tell, but she's not a writer. She just doesn't have a gift for language, for clear, flowing, beautiful language, which I have and like to put into writing. So these are all the different things that an editor will do, and then finally you want a copy editor who just makes sure all the commas and periods are in the right place, and that's something I will do, but doesn't juice me up, so I have some other people I'll refer that work out to, and they're usually less expensive. And some people love that kind of thing. A few things to think about, and it's all here on the handout. Questions to ask yourself, how much help do I want? Do I want to collaborate? I, as an editor, love the process of collaboration, linking my mind and my heart with somebody else and pulling out the deepest part of their soul into the process. I'm proud of this. Last week, one of my clients said, "You make me smarter than I am," and I thought that was the ultimate compliment. And questions to ask an editor before you commit. What do you do as an editor? Because not every editor does all of the things that an editor might do. Some people like to work in person, and some people don't need to. I happen to work very comfortably on the phone and over the internet with people. I also visit the software that allows your tech support people to get into your computer is something you have access to. It's called logmein.com. And sometimes I'll put my clients on my computer and we'll talk it through and I'll make the changes as we're talking. It's a very efficient way of working. Costs, I generally for a consultation, have an hourly rate. And once somebody actually wants me to work on a project, I usually spend an hour editing a chapter, or as much of a chapter as I can do, and multiply that by the number of pages. I occasionally don't look through the whole thing and will base it on the first chapter and then find out that the rest of the book is all dialogue, and dialogue's much more time-consuming to edit. And when I do an estimate, it's a maximum, and I keep track of my hours. And if I can come in 15 or 20% less, that's really what I want to be able to give my clients. And if I go 20 hours over, I eat it. But you know, I've been doing this long enough that doesn't happen very often. And sometimes, I was telling Alan as we were driving over this morning, there's a project I really love, and I know my client doesn't have a lot of money. I'll say, you know, give me this much an hour, and I'm going to keep track, and when you sell this, give me the difference, and if it takes 20 years, that's fine, because I really want to be working on it. And then questions to ask it to for an editor to ask you, to be expect to be asked. Where do you think you are in the process? I've asked several people that today as we've been doing the consultations. What would you like me to do, and how do you want to work with me? Do you want to collaborate? Do you want to turn it over to me and never see it again until it's finished? I won't do that, because there's always a place I'm going to get to where I don't understand the intention, and I'm going to have to go back to the writer and say, okay, what do you mean here? Who's your audience, and what do you want to inspire them to do? That seems so fundamental to me. Do you want them to jump up and go change the world? That's what this conference is about. What's your personal goal for the project? I always like for a finished piece to have a brief synopsis of every chapter, so as I start reading, I see a full picture of where this is going and whether it's going there successfully. And usually what I do is finish editing one chapter or two chapters, send it back, and we'll sit down and duke it out to make sure that we both understand that we're in agreement about where it needs to go. And usually at that point, I don't need to send it back to my client until I've done the first gross editing and posted all the questions that I have, and then the duking out doesn't take a lot of work. But I had one client, he sent me, I did the first chapter, I sent it back to him, he emailed me, "I hate it." And I said, "It doesn't hurt my feelings. Tell me what you want, edit what I edited, so I'll see what you want." And we got through that process, and he said, "Okay, now you can do the rest of the book." So here's a question I asked both of these folks earlier today. What happens when your client doesn't want your advice? So just to say also, sometimes it's really important for the first question I ask. I can usually tell by the tone of voice in the first phone call how urgent the project is, because very often I can't even begin to think about it because of another project that I'm working on. And it's always nice to not have a tight time frame. And again, as we were just getting from what these guys were saying, you're in control of the process. You're in control of how much time it's going to take. You're not in control of the editor's time, but you're in control of how much time you want them to invest in it. And they can say, okay, for that amount of time, I can do a half-assed job, and I'll do it if that's what you want. And it's up to you. And if you're doing consultation, you're totally in charge of the time, because that's, I bill that by the hour. To clarify, what I will do is give them as much of the assignment. I'll give them good direction and say, you do as much as you can, and then turn it back to me. And again, part of the collaboration process for me is to have them as involved as they're willing to be. When I'm working with people, if marketing is their prime consideration, we'll consider all their options, and I might not be the best person for them to work with. I'm really into helping them evolve as writers, as thinkers, and as self-publishers, and I have a fabulous network of people in self-publishing here in the Bay Area that I can draw on to support them getting their work out.